Bachelor versus Bachelorette parties be like?
Thank you, girls, for making it all the way to Scottsdale. Here are the itineraries. Make sure to set your alarms because we do have yoga early in the morning. Every girl has their own room and their own bathroom. Of course, Kelly gets her the master. Congrats, girl.
Oh, crap. The Airbnb doesn't have enough beds. Nose goes, I'm sleeping on the floor. That's fine. I'll just drink a couple more seltzers. Make it work. Put the game on, or?
The sushi chef will be here at 5, and remember, we have hors d'oeuvres starting about 4. And so you don't have to, but like, I worked really hard on making them, so.
Yeah, Josh is making a Costco run. We're just getting hot dogs and seltzers.
We have a couple nice reservations, so we're gonna make sure we get, you know, take time to get ready, and then it's gonna have a really nice evening out. I can drive, you can drive.
We have one dinner reservation for 4 nights. I don't even know if we'll make that, but if, I don't know. We'll just call a few Uber XLs and make a scene at a steakhouse, so.
And in your little goodie bags in each of your rooms, you'll see our matching outfits. It's gonna look so cute on the pedal hopper earlier.
I forgot to pack underwear again. Can I borrow anyone's? Maybe run to Walmart or something.
I hope everyone enjoyed the pole dancing class. A little risque. Kyle's gonna like that. Sorry you broke a nail, girl. Luckily we have manis and pedis right after this, so.
Yo, Garrett, how's your shoulder? You good? I know you died pretty hard for that beer dye. But we can call an ambulance, Uber, Postmates. I mean, we're not leaving this place. Another one?
Just got back from a bachelor party, folks. That's how it go. Oh, my wife, she has her bachelorette coming up. And she's sitting there, she's like, look at this. And it's like a color-coded breakdown of what they're doing. And any bachelor party I've been to, bachelor parties, it's like, I mean, this is the guarantee of any bachelor party. You will have, there will be plenty of seltzers, zero vegetables, and zero plants. That's just how it is. There's no plants and there's no vegetables. I didn't have a vitamin all weekend. And that, you know, I'm getting up in age. Is that taking a toll on my body? Probably. I mean, these girls, like, we're gonna get up, we're gonna have acai bowls, and we're gonna do a hike, and then we're gonna stretch in the hot tub. He's like, dude, I have a sunglasses tan on only one side of my head. How does that happen? I have scratches all over my body because, you know, we just wrestle for no good reason. And that's the difference, man. So, versus bachelorettes, I might have to do a whole sketch on that. That's pretty good. But if you heard that first bit, we're doing this fun, like, kind of skit to start the show. That's really funny if you watch it. So go to Trey Kinder Studios YouTube channel or my Facebook page. Go subscribe. It's March, baby. Vibes are up. You hear me? Cases are down. The temps are up and the vibes are up. I know I speak too soon, probably. I'm sorry if it's like gonna snow the day this comes out, but I think we're good. We're into March. March Madness. Oh, I'm getting fired up. Things are happening as planned, and vibes are up. I am headed off tomorrow, March 4th. Is that what it is? Yep. I got shows in Bridgeport all weekend. 6 shows. I think almost 6 are all sold out. There might be a few tickets left to 1. So go to treykinder.com/tour to get those. But thank you guys. It is, it's just, vibes are up. That's all I really know what to say. People are buying tickets. You never know, right? You're like, does anyone still care? / people leaving their house. And the vibes are up. People are leaving their house. And we're going to have a good time in Bridgeport. I'm in Phoenix in about a month, too, so get your tickets, and we're trying to go to more places, and we're going to get everywhere, okay? I love the attention, so you can keep saying it, but say, come to Boise. I'm going to come to Boise eventually. First, I got to figure out where the heck that is, and then I'll be there, baby. Come to Wyoming. That one's going to be tougher. I should be the first ever person to sell at a show in North Dakota. Do people come and tour North Dakota? I know that's very... I sound so ignorant right now. I'm being very prejudiced towards the people in North Dakota. I love North Dakota. Want to get there one day. See the...
Name 3 cities in North Dakota.
3 North Dakota. The capital of North Dakota, dude, is... Bismarck. Is that north or south? North Helena. That's Montana. North Dakota. The capital of North Dakota is... Pierre or Bismarck. Pierre. Bismarck. Crap. What's South Dakota? Is that... I thought I had it. I was right the first time. You see North Dakota? I want to hear from you. What is that?
South Dakota is...
Pierre. Okay. I'm pretty proud of that. I remember all my... Fargo, North Dakota. I need to go to Fargo. I need to go see the Native American chief. They're carving in the rock.
That's not ever going to be completed.
Right, but they're making progress. Horse. Something horse. Rain horse.
Crazy horse.
That is awesome name. So, yeah. Going out on tour, pumped for that. Hope everyone's having a good start to the month. And also the way I sit is very, very embarrassing. I need to kind of sit more like a proper gentleman. Yeah, I had a great bachelor party. I went out to Scottsdale, great place. We had the neighborhood patrol called on us. That's when you know the party's popping. I don't even know that's still a thing, but it's just, I guess they heard loud music. They knock on the door. It's just like 9 dudes. Just listening to Kanye. 9 white guys. Yep. Okay, we'll turn it down. You have a crazy party in here. What are these people? It's COVID days? They probably got all these boys and girls just causing ruckus. Just 8 29-year-olds. We'll keep it down. Sorry. We got a little revved up when that Pop Smoke came on. That we can't relate to in any way. But the beat is nice. So it was a good time. I have a new thing whenever I go on these little events. I love a good hot tub, love a good pool. I'm in there for hours. And then my skin is so itchy. I don't even know what to do. It's so dry and so itchy. Do I ever moisturize it? No. But reminds me of my spring break days. I want to hear some of y'all's best spring break stories. I once drove from Oklahoma to Miami, 24 hours. That was a terrible idea. It was a lot of fun. You know, we always tell the stories. I never spent more than like $50 the whole trip. We just, one guy slept in the back, 2 of us rode in the front. We drove 24 hours straight. Very dangerous. Lucky to be here. And yeah, it's like, I just went to the bachelor party. I slept on a pullout couch because we don't even like pay attention to like, oh, there's not enough beds. One guy slept on the floor. I truly was like, it'll be fine. I slept okay. Third morning, I woke up, tried to put my shoes on. Back went, and I'm like, I had to go soak in the hot tub. But then my skin's dry. It's itching. But I need to loosen up the muscles. This is where I'm at. It's brutal. But it's good to be back, folks. We have a lot of great submissions from our fans that I want to get to that I'm really excited about. We have a great video here. You guys send us what you want me to talk about, what you want me to roast. CorrectOpinions@TreyKennedy.com is the email. Or hit up the Trey Kennedy Studios YouTube comment section, DM the Correct Opinions Instagram, all sorts of ways. We've always been doing crazy white baby names on this podcast, and I was sent this old clip that I haven't seen before. Maybe you've seen it. This young lady, she has the longest name, Guinness World Record, longest name. It's a young lady. This is a black family, so he knows we do crazy white baby names, but honestly, that's kind of the deal. Black folks... they had the market cornered on the crazy names for a long time. They hit you with names. They were getting creative, and that was kind of their thing. And the white people were like, wait, oh, your name is like, I had a, there's a girl in my class, 7th grade, named Miracle. And that white people were like, wait, you can just name people nouns like that? Here's Sparrow Smith. So it's way worse, but you know, kind of similar vibes. So I want to introduce you guys to this young lady. I can't tell you her name. That's what I like. When now there's a whole new movement of kind of, especially kind of immigrants or foreign people. We need to work to pronounce their name correctly because it's their name, right? And I agree with that. It's your name. It shouldn't just be like there's a kid in, I graduated with a kid who was Chinese. I think his actual name was like Ling Mao, and he's like, call me Patrick. You're like, dude, I can figure out Ling Mao. Just come on. I mean, I understand why you're doing that. It's probably how many people in Oklahoma were like, what, Ling, what? He's like, just call me Pat. All right. So I'm down to do that. But I don't know who, this girl's just got to go by Molly. Because I don't know. Here we go. She was on Oprah, which I like. I like Oprah's segment here. I think Oprah low-key had like a Dude Less God Bless segment. Listen to this.
What were you thinking?
1997. What were you thinking?
I had to do something to break a Guinness Book record. I had to make sure that her name was going to be unique. I didn't want her name to be like anybody else's. Make sure.
What is her name? What is her name?
That's true. I mean, a lot of people have dual names. There's other Treys out there. There's other Derricks out there. And there's, you gotta get, there's, she has a name with 1,000 letters. There's other people out there with names that have 500 letters. And you'd hate for those to match up. So we gotta take this up a notch.
It's Roshandi, Antonie, Shinvishin, Keeson, Simon, Drew, Shalinda, Shirkarne, Ronquil, Ninja, Shimika, Shanet, Tomika, Shawahini, Vianchel, Connie, Sapsan, Janice, Marinay, Kunsan, Kirkanisha, Devon, Yvonne, Latani.
That's Mandarin Chinese. You're messing with us. Hold on, let's go back.
It's Roshandi, Antonie, Shinvishin, Keeson, Simon, Drew, Shalinda, Shirkarne, Ronquil, Ninja, Shimika, Shanet, Tomika, Shawahini, Vianchel, Connie, Sapsan, Janice, Marinay, Kunsan, Kirkanisha, Devon, Yvonne, Latani.
I wish it, she was like, you stop paying attention, she like slipped something in controversial or something. Like, what is your name, sir? I'm like, I'm Brad John Jones, Eric Decker, Derek, Mr. John, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, Trey Thomas, Martin. Wait, what did he say? That was my name. I didn't say anything.
My middle name is Kunyan Scott.
Your middle name?
But she's still going.
Girl, please.
30 seconds.
Okay, go on. You're done?
My middle name is Kunyan Scott-Yathwashikum, and my last name is Williams.
No way. Yes. That's actually awesome.
Didn't they pass some kind of law after this? Didn't they pass some kind of law after
they
this?
They passed a law in Texas where you can only name your child a name that fits on the birth certificate because they had to make one for her.
What were you thinking?
Her name had to be different, and I had to be in the Guinness Book.
But what happens when you go to apply for a job? How old are you?
I'm only 12.
But you are eventually going to have to go to apply for a job.
She's turned 13 reciting the name.
Yes.
What do your friends call, what do you call her?
We gave her Jamie Charnel is her nickname, but everybody breaks that down to Jamie. So they just call her Jamie.
There it is. Jamie Charnel. It doesn't matter. There's your proof, folks. This is the thing we got to talk about. When you name your kid Christopher, his name's not Christopher. There's no point in those names anymore. His name is Chris, or Topher is cooler. And this, you can name your kid 1,000 letters. None of it, even in the native tongue. And she's like, this is Jamie. I don't know. Someone just goes, Jamie, does that work? She's like, I guess so. She's Jamie Williams. What's your name? No. Her name is Jamie. I'm the pot calling the kettle black. Is that term? That's the phrase. Is that a phrase still okay to say? I don't know. Oh, come on, Trey. My real name isn't Trey. So yeah, I get it. What's funny about my name is I'm Thomas the Third, right? But and I grew up, I started playing basketball I got better than all the white kids, so then I joined and played with the black kids because that's how that works. And there's always a Trey on the court, but their name's short for like Trayvon, and mine's Thomas the Third. It's very different, man. Yeah, I joined a fraternity, and there's so many Treys. Like, why is that? Yeah, there's Gregory the Third. There's Matthew James the Third. None of it were no Trey Andres, like those I was balling with that I got ran off the court. So thanks for sharing that with us at the email. That was shout out to Jamie. They're in the Guinness World Records. We talked about the Guinness World Records on the pod. You can have a record for anything. Guinness needs to be stopped. They need to do less. I mean, I've. When you think about it, I have already accomplished 3 world records today. Funniest bit, making fun of that in 2021. World record. Because no one's else. No, it's from 97. World record. I got one. First guy to fart 3 times in a 30-minute Peloton class. I did that this morning. Boom! Not to brag about the Peloton. Sorry. Oh, shoot. Derek just reminded me. I got a little carried away, guys. So don't you worry. Here it is. That was a great intro. Roll music.
Direct opinions. Direct opinions.
All right, next up we have there's these women who are killing it on social media, and no, it's not what you think. They're old grannies. That is right. That's some gals on Instagram we can get behind and enjoy. You know what I'm saying? What are they're called? Instagrams. Oh, I love that. Which is impressive, because it's hard to grow on social media, especially when you're that old. And my grandma didn't even know how to turn the TV on. So these women are far beyond their time. They've really adapted. Dude, for the first time, I've been feeling old. It stinks. You have all this crazy crypto stuff. And like, there's this new trend, I guess, where like the young kids are dogging on skinny jeans, right? Saying, no, it's all about baggy. And for the first, I'm like, no, it's not. I'm like, oh crap, it's happening. These 16-year-olds are gonna be wearing this new swag that I'm like, no, I'm gonna stick with this. And that's how it starts. And now I'm, for the first time, I'm feeling that, and it's terrifying. And I'm bound not to do that. But at the same time, what are we gonna do? I'm gonna be 30 years old wearing baggy jeans? Look like a crazy person. Just because I want to impress 17-year-olds? That statement alone is weird. So let's keep the context. People should just pluck out statements I say and just like, look what this Trey guy's been saying over the years. Well, how is he still doing this? I'm like, no, I didn't. No. That is weird. I'm kind of in the business of trying to impress teenagers. And listen, I have a lot of fans of all ages, and I'm very proud of that. We got a lot of moms out here. We got a lot of people my age. And I got a lot of young fans. And when you think about that, that's a weird world we live in. But that's what was happening all the time before the internet. We just didn't realize it. We're like, oh, Steve hangs out with a cartoon dog and talks to kids. And then he got arrested. So why no one was saying anything? Didn't Barney get arrested too? Am I making that up? We got our fax machine checking before I just throw stuff out there. Okay, I'm getting really carried away here. So we got these TikTok grandmas, and you know the classic show where they're it's the, what do you say his name was, Derek? We forgot his first name. What's his first name?
I was looking at the Barney stuff.
Okay, Barney. You're all over the place. Barney's did get arrested? Or did I make that up?
No,
he
did.
He did, okay, so that's all we're gonna say. Okay. But the what would you do television thing. That guy's name is Mike?
Oh, no, John.
John. That's John. John DeCampanos. Is that, he's not Greek. John, Derek's afraid to pronounce it. We'll just call him Jamie. And he, you know the classic show where they're like, all right, we're going to send this guy in who's going to absolutely just hurl racist slurs at this person. And will the stranger do anything about it? And if you're this unfortunate person, you're like, you know what, dude? I ain't got time for this today. He's going to come in and be like, you're the worst person alive. You're like, what? No, I was on a phone call. I didn't. I actually experienced that the end of it. So I wasn't there in time, but I got an Uber in Miami. And it was a very like Hispanic, Latina woman driving us. And she was very kind. She had some kind of accent, but she parked somewhere I think she shouldn't. And some old white guy was like, you're stupid. And she starts like, we get in the car and it's some out of movie. She's like speaking Spanish under her breath to herself, like getting all furious. He's like, that man is stupid. That was a horrible accent. But I didn't catch it. But I was sitting there like, would I have said something? I sure hope so. Like, beat it, old man. But I don't know. Nowadays, you got to. One, it's the right thing to do. Two, you never know if Jamie is going to pop out of the bushes and cancel you. But this was like a sweet version. I guess these Instagram moms were trying to embarrass these children. Let's see what's going on. What would you do?
Here, would you take some photos of us? Our outfits are so hip today.
My Instagram followers are going to love that top.
Ooh, these grannies bad.
Silver goddesses.
Silver goddesses.
They call themselves Instagrams.
Instagrams.
And these glamorous grandmas are taking social media by storm. 92-year-old Batty Ooh. Winkle has more than 3.7 million followers
Batty
on Instagram.
Batty Winkle? making sure you have enough to eat and enough to look at. Hey yo.
From TikToking to YouTube.
Okay.
These grooving grannies have racked up more than 100 million views across social media platforms.
Are they all friends?
But back in that diner, the actors playing their granddaughters are giving our grandmas grief.
Instagram!
Wait, so okay, so we have these grandmas and these actors, and are the kids just going to act like embarrassed by their grandmas to like make a scene?
Yeah, that's terrible
to do. Yeah, am I a stranger? I'm supposed to go up and be like, let your freaking grandma do it. Do the whoa, little girl. And John comes in, great job! I'm like, what? What am I supposed to go up there? I'm like, hey, I'm trying to eat over here, young ladies. You need to take your grandmas back to their home, because I think they're losing their mind. John comes in here like, you're screwed. These grandmas are killing it. I'm like, oh shoot, I didn't. He's like, totally get it the wrong way. They should catch some guy who's just the worst, right? Some guy, they're like, we're gonna have this guy just totally be sexist to this woman, and this guy walks up and he's like, tell me, man. I mean, she had to be annoying you, right? She deserved it. And John comes in like, all right, lock this guy up. Oh, I'm glad John's okay, right? Because the Chris Hansen guy got canceled. Chris Harrison. It's just not a good day. Not a good time for Chris D'Elia. Chris is not had a good run. If all my Chris's out there, I'm thinking of you. I always thought Trey was a douchier name than Chris, but I guess I was wrong.
Grandma, you're too old to have social media.
If you overheard these grandkids trying to stop their grandmothers from sharing too much on social media.
Girls just want to have fun.
What would you do?
Really?
We're at the Jefferson Diner, and our grannies are ready to get their gram on.
Let's go, grannies.
Grandma, those are my sunglasses.
Honey, we feel and we look fantastic.
I agree.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
This woman gives our grannies some Insta validation.
Let's go, woman.
You should be proud. Look how great they look.
There's no way this is real, right? Man, this is my call out to the people of What Would You Do? Please don't ever involve me. It would ruin my career. Because if I'm eating at a diner, I'm the worst. I'm eating at a diner. If I'm getting, you know, lunch with my boys, or I'm out to dinner with Katie, and I see these grandmas going, take our photo. I'm going, in my head, deep down, I'm going, hey, granny, shh. But I'm not going to say that. I might do like a couple of those looks, right? If you're like watching me eat, and I might do a couple of these. I was on if you're on a flight and the guy's behind you hitting you, and you just kind of hit him with a couple. And that, you know, that usually does it. I'm on What Would You Do? And it's just like, one unexpected patron didn't seem to be loving our Insta grannies. And they're over there dancing like, come on, film us, grandmas. And I'm like, shut up, I'm eating an omelet. It's like, here's John. He comes out. Oh gosh, dang it. No, I think it's great. I'm an influencer too, but
I'm a little jealous, actually.
And this fellow granddaughter can't look away.
Ask her, wouldn't you be embarrassed?
Would you be embarrassed?
Oh, this poor girl.
Thank you.
Do you know how to do the woo?
Oh yes.
Oh, classic.
It was a huge viral dance craze that can still be found on social media.
Did this just come out? So funny. Ooh, man, would you be embarrassed? I can't wait. It's crazy how embarrassed I was of my family. Like, isn't that crazy? I remember going to like the movies in middle school once and seeing people at my school, and I was like, I'm humiliated. I'm spending time with my family. Why are we wired like that? Like, I didn't want anyone to know I had parents. I thought I was the one kid that would believe I didn't have parents. Like, biologically, I was just appeared. This is humiliating. Oh. The grandmas. Oh, man, that's good.
Time to introduce ourselves.
Oh, here comes John.
Hi guys. I'm John Quiñones, and this is a...
Quiñones. Oh, he's Native American? We are all over the place this episode. I promise I'm just trying to learn. That sounds Native American. It's a nice
TV
name.
Show called What Would You Do?
I knew people growing up. Their last name was White Killer. They were Native Americans. Last name White Killer. That's awesome. Sorry, that was an aside.
You were so embarrassed. You were like hiding your face. You didn't want to do the wood challenge.
No.
This girl's
I want,
like,
I want
why
to
am
have
I...
grandma to get up. Be a cool grandma. Not me.
Because.
Grandma, why didn't you get up? I got bad knees and I'm just trying to eat. There's a pandemic.
What's the big deal, right?
Right. Be proud of who you are. Embrace it.
Oh, what am I? Oh. Do you guys know those people? Derek, do you feel like those people? Do you know those people where they're those ones that are like, I'm just sorry, like, I'm sorry I like to kind of like dance out in public and be like, that's just who I am. Do you know people like that? You know what I'm talking about? Where they say, one, it's quirky, but it's like, I'm sorry, I just think life should be lived to the fullest. And even if I'm just out to a diner and I feel the groove, I'm just going to dance. I don't care what others think. Sit down and shut up. It's called being rude. Oh, I can't stand that. I know people that are like, oh, I'm just going to like shout at this restaurant and dance because I'm just me. And then you're like, other patrons are like, you're ruining our whole experience. You're selfish. Stop. It's this is not about being unashamed. It's like there's just, this isn't a, go eat at that place that does karaoke while you eat there. I did that in New York. Ugh. Have you ever looked back on some of your trips and been ashamed of how touristy you've been? Like the first time I went to New York, we're like, we got to go to that diner where people who can't even get past the first round of American Idol sing to you. And you're just trying, you're eating this pancake that costs $15. And they're like, wherever you are, they're singing to you. What is that place called? You know what I'm talking about?
Branson has
some of that.
They weren't enough to make the Branson show.
Yeah, that's when you, like, I just did a stop at the Nashville airport, and there's like a the Tootsies in the Nashville airport. I think that's what it's called, where there's someone doing live music at an airport restaurant, and like that's got it. Some people go to Nashville like, this is my dream, and then like the Nashville popular police are like, that don't get too fast, get comfy here. You're not even leaving the airport, sir. You're up next. You got 10 minutes at Tootsie's. And that's where you start in Nashville. Which is great.
Stardust Diner.
Yeah, I went there. I don't know. I can't remember other places I've been. But, yeah. These grannies are killing it. And this 11-year-old was very embarrassed. Vibes are up. Do less, God bless. Vibes are up. We got some great videos coming. We had done that if regular people had hype videos. We did a mom hype video. It's actually the behind the scenes of that one we shot is already up on Do Less Guest. Become a Do Less Guest. You get a bonus podcast every week and so much behind the scenes footage. I mean, so much extra content. And a part of it goes to charity. We're all friends. TreyKennedy.com/DLG. Sign up today. Thank you. And we got the smoke machine. I got the mom robe on. It is going to be fire. And then we have I think it might be out by the time you listen to this, but small town video I'm pumped about on my small town peeps. I'm from Edmond, Oklahoma. Shout out Edmond. Not really a small town, but not really. But I love my small town folks. And the video kind of teases, if you're from a small town or know anyone, I've been guilty of this, where like, yeah, we graduated with 11 people and you're like, what? How do you even speak full sentences? You know, it's like, all right, it was fine. Like when I tell people, like, have you seen this or that movie? I've seen no movies. Like, have you seen that? I'm like, no, I haven't. And they're like, what? You gotta see. I'm like, okay, I'll try to sit down and find a couple hours. I can't stand that. Dude, have you seen all 6 Batmans? No, I actually haven't. What? Okay. What? It's a guy dressed up as a bat. Hot take alert. Meow, meow. Unpopular opinion. Batman sucks. I know. Zero people agree with me on this, but I just can't. I know the whole movie's probably good. I just can't even get past a guy. He's a bat. And he talks like that. And then the bad guy was like flipping coins. And he's like, oh, dadgummit heads again, or whatever. I just that alone, I'm like, I'm out. And I know that's short-sighted of me, but I can't fathom. You guys know I'm not a Fast and Furious guy. I can't do The Rock, and now you know I can't do the Batman. And that, y'all are going to come for me. But change my mind. Why should I watch it? I can't get past, where is he? I mean, how many lozenges did Christian Bale need to do this? I talk like that for 5 minutes, I'm done. How did he do that? That's impressive, but the rest, I don't know. I couldn't get over that. All the superhero stuff, I can't do it. I really can't. Spider-Man. No. You ever seen these people taking the photos in the middle of the dang road? Busy street, downtown. Look at these people. They're naked. They've got like a down comforter on them. And matching red Converse. It's happened to me a few weeks ago. Like driving down a busy downtown road. And there's a girl in a actual bikini and high heels. It's the middle of the road taking photos. Like, move. This is not your runway. This is a busy street. I don't need to be inconvenienced for you to get 112 likes. And these folks are doing a dang naked blanket photo shoot. I mean, that is a busy downtown. Oh, they're in Moscow. I mean, I'm surprised they weren't just gunned down for something like this. Like, get back in your... That's German. Okay. I need to work on those. I'll work on those. But, can you imagine? Straight to the gulag. just like, dude, I'm trying to get to work. Can you imagine going, you're like, it's Wednesday morning, you didn't sleep well, you're trying to get to work, and these people are doing a sunrise in the middle of the street photo shoot. You're like, I'm not going to do this because it would not be worth it. I would never do this, but I want to bump them with my car. You know that's crossed people's mind. You just want to like, I just want to tap them. I'm not going to do that. What is what I want to do? This looks like an elaborate John Quinoas comes out. I pronounced that wrong, I think. He pops out of there. You're just honking. Get out of the way! He's like, oh, this is a newlywed photo shoot. What would you do? I come out, and it's like, as I'm like inching forward to hitting them with my bumper, they're like, whoa, hey, whoa! Okay, we never thought anyone would... Sorry, John. John, could you just get your camera crew? I'm trying to go to work. Dang it, John. Now I'm going to... Anything like weird happening in public, you're just like looking around for John before you do something wrong. You're at a coffee shop. We're at a coffee shop, and we're going to have a young, quote, entrepreneur take really loud calls at a table near you. So it's like, yeah, we can meet later. I've got a diversifying portfolio. And just as I'm looking around so I can make sure I can not get caught by John and go, hey, man, hey, buddy, turn down your volume. He's like, oh, I'm not playing music. No, of your mouth. And then John pops out. No! Dang it. John, what? Oh, it's like he's like the human Jesus right now. In a weird way. Like, well, you know, what you want to do is not what you should do. Just live your life as if John Quinoas is going to pop out. That's a weird baby step to Jesus or something. Instead of John as Jesus pops out. Okay, don't, Trey, hit the brake. Don't bump him with your bumper. Okay, they don't have any clothes on and it's the street. How is this allowed? I know. Vibes are up though, and it's okay. I'll drive around them. Correct opinions, folks. We really appreciate everyone who's listening, giving us good reviews, sharing it. Go Trey Kenny Studios YouTube channel. Come be a do less guest as well. And yeah, get your cheeks to the shows, man. Hoping to have a big, big announcement soon, I'll tell you that. And vibes are up. We're in March. Basketball's coming back. We missed it last year. I can't wait. My Oklahoma State Cowboys are balling. And vibes are up. I'm just excited, man. I feel like they just got another vaccine out. I think we could be doing okay. I'm getting annoyed. This is fine. They're trying to report news. how many times are like, we just found this other variant, it's way worse and it's spreading. And then the fine print will be like, but those vaccines will like take care of it too. Stop scaring me. I don't want, like, I'm a fragile boy right now. We're all very fragile. Come on, Twitter news. Take it easy. So, yeah. Vibes are up, folks. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We got a lot of more fun stuff coming, especially visually. So you got to go to the Trachini Studios YouTube channel. And we will talk to you next week. My people, vibes are up. Peace out.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Correct opinions. Everything you say.